Okay, so you're tired of playing Tetris with boxes all day, and you're ready to move on up in the warehouse world, maybe even snag that sweet, sweet supervisor position.
Well, before you can call the shots, you need a resume that speaks louder than a forklift horn.
That's right.
And that's what we're diving into today, how to make your resume impossible to ignore.
We're taking a deep dive into 8 free warehouse resume examples and writing tips from Resume Genius. They promise a one-stop shop for crafting a resume that stands out from the pile.
One-stop shop, huh? That's a bold claim. But before we even get to the resume samples, let's talk strategy.
Okay.
You've seen countless warehouse resumes. What are hiring managers really looking for? Is it just about showing you can lift heavy things?
It's definitely more than just muscle, that's for sure. Warehouse work is physically demanding, no doubt. But employers, they need people who are also incredibly efficient, organized, detail-oriented,
Right.
basically the opposite of a chaotic loading dock.
Because if those boxes aren't going to the right place at the right time, things can get real messy real fast.
Exactly.
So you're saying my resume needs to demonstrate those qualities.
Exactly. Think of your resume as your chance to prove you can handle the demands of a fast-paced warehouse environment.
Okay.
The article we're looking at actually does a good job of providing tailored examples for different roles, from entry level all the way up to warehouse manager, which is really helpful.
Okay, so organization, efficiency are key. But how do you actually show that on a resume? It's not like you can just write, I'm really good at organizing things.
Definitely not. Imagine you're a hiring manager, right? You've got this mountain of resumes on your desk, all blurring together. What's going to make yours jump out and say, hey, read me?
I'm guessing it's not just listing every tool you've ever
You
touched.
got it. The article really emphasizes the importance of the resume summary, the little paragraph at the top. Think of it as your elevator pitch.
Okay.
You've got about 3 to 4 sentences, max, to grab their attention before they move on to the next one.
Okay, no pressure then. This is our first impression, so we got to make it count. What exactly should we be packing into this elevator pitch?
They break it down nicely in the article. Years of experience, any relevant certifications you have, those top qualities we talked about, efficiency, organization, etc., your career goals, and maybe even your proudest professional achievement.
Wow, that's a lot to cram into a few sentences. It's like a mini resume within your resume.
But hey, that's why we're deep diving on this track.
Right.
So we've hooked them with our elevator pitch. Now, how do we back it up? It's time to show them we're not all talk and no action.
You got it. Now it's time to break out those hard skills. We're talking about those specific technical abilities that employers want to see.
Okay.
Think of it as the toolbox you bring to the warehouse floor.
Okay, so less about my impressive ability to stack boxes and more about like my forklift certification.
Exactly. And not just any forklift certification. The article actually lists out over 10 in-demand warehouse skills, things like RFID technology, specific WMS software, different types of forklifts.
Oh, okay.
So it's not enough to just say, I can drive a forklift. You need to know the specifics of the machines you've used.
Precisely. And here's a pro tip from the article. Don't just cram all those skills into a generic skills section.
Right.
Weave them throughout your work experience.
Okay.
That way you're showing, not just telling.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this works.
So instead of just saying unloaded trucks, I could say something like efficiently unloaded 20 pallets of inventory per hour using an RF scanner and a reach truck, ensuring accurate inventory tracking and on-time deliveries.
Now you're talking.
You've taken a basic duty and transformed it into a powerful statement about your efficiency and tech skills. You've shown you can handle the demands of a fast-paced warehouse environment.
I like it. It's all about showcasing those accomplishments, right? But speaking of accomplishments, the article talks about going beyond just listing duties. It feels a little like bragging, doesn't it?
Like, look at me. I can lift a pallet without breaking a sweat.
I get what you mean. But there's a way to do it without sounding like you're boasting. The key is to focus on quantifiable achievements. Trust me, numbers are your best friend when it comes to a warehouse resume.
Okay, so how do we make our accomplishments pop off the page? Give me the inside scoop from the article.
Instead of just saying managed inventory, you could say reduced inventory discrepancies by 15% by implementing a new cycle counting system. See the difference?
Wow, yeah, that goes way beyond just doing your job. It shows you're making a real impact.
Right.
Instead of just saying packed boxes, I could say something like increased daily shipping output by 10% by streamlining the packing process and implementing a new labeling system.
Now you're getting it. Those kinds of quantifiable results are what really catch a hiring manager's eye. They show you're not just going through the motions, you're thinking about efficiency and taking initiative.
This is gold. But before we get too carried away with all these impressive numbers, what about the things that aren't so easily quantifiable? How do we stand out in a sea of resumes when everyone's highlighting their forklift certifications and inventory accuracy? What about those unique qualities that make us, well, us?
So we've covered the hard skills, those measurable achievements, but what about, like, those things that are harder to pin down, the stuff that makes you, well, you? Like, yeah, you can operate a forklift.
But you're also the one who always trains the new hires. Or maybe you're known for your crazy efficient inventory system that you, like, invented. How do you get that across in a resume?
You're talking about that it factor, the things that make you memorable, even in a stack of resumes.
Right.
It's about more than just checking boxes. It's about showcasing what makes you uniquely valuable.
Exactly. So we're talking about things like problem solving, being a team player, maybe even a bit of creativity.
Things that might not be listed in the job description, but make a big difference in a fast-paced warehouse environment.
You nailed it. Think about those times you went above and beyond, or like those soft skills that make you a valuable team member. Maybe you're known for staying calm under pressure.
Right.
Or diffusing like tense situations. Maybe you have a knack for coming up with creative solutions on the fly. These qualities might not be the first thing a hiring manager looks for, but they can leave a lasting impression.
Okay, this is making sense. But how do we actually weave those things into our resume? Do we make a section called like hidden talents?
Not quite. Instead of just listing those qualities, think about how you can demonstrate them through the experiences you describe. For example, instead of just saying collaborated with team members, you could say successfully resolved a shipping discrepancy by proactively communicating with the warehouse team and finding a creative solution that saved the company X amount of dollars.
Uh-huh. So it's all about showcasing those soft skills through concrete examples. We're not just saying we're good communicators, we're showing it through our actions.
Exactly. Remember, a resume isn't just a list of your skills and duties, it's a narrative, right?
Yeah.
About your professional journey.
Right.
It's about connecting the dots and showing how your unique strengths have translated into tangible results.
This has been an amazing deep dive. I feel like we've gone from staring at a blank page to having a toolbox full of strategies to build a warehouse resume that really stands out. We've learned how to craft a compelling resume summary, highlight those in-demand hard skills, showcase our accomplishments with quantifiable data, and even weave in those soft skills that make us unique.
And don't forget, the article we explored today, 8 free warehouse resume examples and writing tips from Resume Genius, is a fantastic resource.
Yeah.
They provide some great templates and specific examples that you can tailor to your own experience.
Exactly. So use those resources, put in the work, and get ready to impress those hiring managers.
You got this. Go land that dream warehouse job.
That's it for today's deep dive. Until next time, happy job hunting.